Right.
WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Enough money has been saved in the Bryan School District's bond-funded construction program to pay for converting the Stephen F. Austin Middle School football field to artificial turf. Board members last night unanimously approved the adding of field turf to the original plan of replacing the track. Construction manager Jeff Windsor says this will accommodate more students moving to SFA for PE classes and athletic teams.
This gives us these areas on each end for PE and smaller groups of kids while the athletic students are out on the field.
Installation begins Friday and is expected to be completed by the time the new SFA is open this August. The Bryan School Board has unanimously approved the new superintendent's recommendations to fill two principal vacancies. Both are in-district promotions. Rutter assistant principal Rachel Layton will become the new principal at Stephen F. Austin Middle School. And an assistant principal at Bonham Elementary, Gloria Garcia Rhodes, she'll take over as principal next year. Tonight's College Station School Board meeting includes possible action to reorganize the district's administrative leadership team. Superintendent Clark Ely is recommending the return of a third deputy position who will be in charge of academics.
With our rapid growth and increasing number of campuses and school children, it really made sense. We needed a little bit more capacity to be able to do the work that we need to.
The board is expected to confirm the hiring of Penny Trammell of Coppell as CSISD's chief academic officer. Every 2 years, the Bryan City Council updates its five-year capital improvements plan. City Engineer Paul Casper told listeners on our show their recommendations will be presented this afternoon.
A large project is the Coulter Avenue reconstruction from South College to 29th Street. It includes bike lanes, sidewalks, completely rebuilding the road and all the utilities.
New sidewalks are proposed on Broadmoor and Wrestling Oaks, along with a few drainage projects and the previously approved extension of University Drive east of Boonville Road. Casper expects a final decision by the council this summer. Two economic development agreements for new apartment complexes in Bryan are on the agenda for tonight's Bryan City Council meeting.
Last year, it was revealed the former Bowie Elementary School downtown at 26th and Sims would be turned into 53 studio apartments. Council's being asked if developers generate $3 million in property value. The city awards a grant of $175,000 and waives city permit fees associated with the conversion of the 90-year-old building, which was last used as a school in 1991. Last November, the council in Brazos County approved agreements for a $5 million apartment complex along Highway 47 between the Health Science Center and Villa Maria Road. The council is being asked to give the developer an additional $160,000 that is not budgeted in order to increase the diameter of a new water line from 8 to 12 inches. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 68 degrees. Be part of the show. Text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute comfortably in local shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With GroundShuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S-Class. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, Matt, I know that pools are a great investment, but sometimes people might be hesitant to get involved with them because they're worried they're going to be too expensive. Do you guys help with financing or do you need cash?
You know, financing is one of those tricky things that a lot of people seem to get caught in. And let me tell you, in 13 years of doing this, for the first time ever, we have some of the strongest financing programs that are available in the marketplace. It is so easy to get a pool now. It's one of the things that people think that it's going to be a really hard, long process. No, that's not it anymore. We can literally have a customer come in and within 24 to 48 hours have you approved. We can turn around and within a week to 2 weeks have your financing complete. And imagine just 8 weeks from that point in time, you're swimming.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com.
There's an Orange Opportunity sales event going on now at your local Kubota dealer. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower, high-quality construction, and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor Navasota, your authorized Kubota dealer for Grimes and Brazos counties, or online at wctractor.com. Get ready. It's almost time to cast your vote for the best of the Brazos Valley. Voting starts Thursday, June 1st, as you decide the best in shops, restaurants, services, and entertainment in the Brazos Valley. Keep listening for more information about how you can vote for your favorites. Thanks in part to our sponsors, George Bush Presidential Library and Museum, Galleria Day Spa, and Norman G. Tractor. Voting begins Thursday, June 1st for the 17th annual Best of the Brazos Valley, celebrating everything excellent in the Brazos Valley since 2000.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW, Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Let's check some weather. It's sponsored by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself, Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Mix of clouds and sun will develop today. A lot of places will start out with clouds and the sun will develop. It'll be breezy and warm. Highs anywhere from 85 to 90 later today. Lots of clouds tonight. Breezy. Lows will be 70 to 75. Cloudy tomorrow. Could see some showers and thunderstorms. Highs 80 to 85. Scattered showers tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Partly sunny, breezy Thursday. Chance of showers. Highs 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look forward to the Aggie baseball team's game with Sam Houston tonight, as well as the softball team's upcoming appearance, the NCAA Division I softball championship. Meanwhile, Rangers outfield Carlos Gomez is out for a month as Texas gets set to face the Phillies tonight. And Roger Federer is skipping the French Open to focus on Wimbledon. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, you're absolutely right. Greg Popovich just running off at the mouth.
And that was only half of what he said.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess when you start tripping players.
Yeah,
and
when you start messing with his guys.
Yeah, he's gonna get all over that. So, in just some strange coincidence and happenstance, today is the anniversary of Spam being introduced.
Great.
That was back in 1891.
The food or the mail?
That's right. And in 1965, SpaghettiOs.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh. I used to rock some SpaghettiOs after school.
See, and again, you know, it's pasta, and pasta can be a whole lot of different things. But you know that if you came from an Italian household, the idea of opening up a can and having pre-cooked pasta with some sort of sauce was probably...
Is something wrong with that, Scott?
No, I'm just saying that from a... And again, even though I have the surname, certainly, you know, we weren't that Italian, and I ate SpaghettiOs too, but, I mean, if presented...
You mean those meatballs aren't homemade?
Yeah, I know. If presented a can of SpaghettiOs today, would you?
Yeah.
I would, yeah.
I mean, not... Well, okay.
It's one of those things that it's it's not, you don't eat it if you're craving spaghetti, especially I'm Italian too in my lineage, and my grandma's spaghetti is a thing of legend even today,
okay.
You know.
Right.
But, you know, if I'm wanting that kind of spaghetti, no, I wouldn't pop open a can of SpaghettiOs and hope for that.
But if someone presented it to me, I'd eat it.
Yeah, or if I had some in the cabinet and I was just like, yeah, I'll do that.
Yep. Well, you know, and the thing that's great is that's what's so wonderful about the interweb is that you can ask for images of anything. Mm-hmm. And, for instance, if you ask for images of SpaghettiOs, the things that people do with SpaghettiOs, truly incredible. And rather than just plop them into the can, out of the can into the, you know, the pan and heat them up.
Right.
You could actually, they show a hot dog bun.
Oh.
Filled with SpaghettiOs.
Oh.
Chelsea, you've really become a changed person, haven't you? From what you used to eat and what you eat now.
Oh, y'all have no idea.
Okay, but clearly that sounds like something
you are
would
correct.
Be good.
I would never buy, there are no SpaghettiOs on my pantry shelves right now.
But I mean, they have pizza crust, okay? Pre-made pizza crust that people have poured SpaghettiOs on.
And I mean, my heart still wanders back to those days.
Okay, back to those. But the fact that that and spam were introduced, foisted upon the public, if you will,
right,
at the same time, pretty incredible.
Wait, so spam came after SpaghettiOs?
No, you said?
Spam was first. Okay, I was about to say. So I'm pretty sure those meatballs are spam.
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay. You're right. They're not that different. And, you know, spam has a place in moderation.
Uh-huh.
And again, back in the day, I think when Chase and Tom were on the show, I'm wandering the grocery aisles and, of course, always thinking of food for them and found at that time prepackaged one slice is, you know, spam.
Oh, right. Single. I was going to say, Brad and I were forced to try the spam bites.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
And I think that may be the only form of spam I've ever had.
Yeah.
I think me too, honestly.
And, well, again, I know that's a terrible introduction to the product.
Correct.
But nonetheless.
I can just hear Homer Simpson in my
introduction
head.
Introduction and conclusion.
Yeah. SpaghettiOs sandwich. Yeah. Oh.
So I thought, well, let me Google spam and SpaghettiOs and see if they have some commonalities out there. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, they
sure
do.
Sure enough.
Did you know that burglars spend an average of 6 minutes or less rummaging through stuff to steal? So hide your valuables, cash, jewelry, keys, and more.
Spam can.
Yep, in the not-so-obvious place like your pantry with these genius can safes. That's right, they are licensed to look exactly like a Campbell's soup can or a SpaghettiOs can
a
Spam can.
And but it's actually a safe?
It is.
Okay.
And you can put it right there.
I was
going
to say,
pantry.
Or you could just buy a safe.
Or you could. Well, but the thing is, the burglar would go right to the safe.
Exactly.
The burglar's not going to go in and check to see if that SpaghettiOs can is real.
Is real. Correct.
Okay. They only cost $11.98.
Oh, hey, there you go.
And you can order them online.
Ooh.
So it's really, really easy. And they can be, you know, choppered right into your home, and Amazon Prime will get it there in 2 days.
Yep.
So, there you are. For $11.98, an empty SpaghettiOs or spam can.
Except if anyone robbed me, they'd automatically know it was a safe because they'd say, Chelsea would never have SpaghettiOs in her pantry.
That's what she's
that. What is that?
That's she's keeping the good stuff.
Yeah, in that case, all right. It must have been a monumental moment in bureaucratic decision, but the Federal Aviation Administration announced on this date that the Sioux City Gateway Airport designation would be changed from SUX, okay, which is what it was.
Sucks.
Yeah. Well, LAX, see, that's, I mean,
yeah.
So it does exist. An airport spokesperson said that the airport had the three-letter code for years, said probably going back quite a few years when the connotation was somewhat different. So there you are. That's not what the story is now. I don't know what their three-letter call is now. Hello. You have to wait. We have to finish what we're talking about. You can call us, you know, really at almost any time.
Yeah.
Not when we're doing
just
news
wait.
And stuff like that. But, you can do that, 979-695-1620. You text us at that number. You don't have to use the area code, obviously, if you're from nearby, but I'll be glad to hear from you. New invention called the Texalaser, I guess is what they're calling
okay.
it.
Okay.
All right.
It's a Textalyzer, Textalyzer. Can stop you from texting when you're driving. The device would let authorities scan phones to see if they've been used when an accident occurred.
Ooh.
It would allow officers to quickly generate a time-stamped report on which applications were running and whether drivers were using devices hands-on or hands-free style around the time of the accident. So, there's a bill considered in New York for...
It's where they all begin.
Exactly right. So see if that happens. Now, because, again, it's a controversial situation. We'll talk to State Senator Schwerner today. He wants to ban texting, and they talked about it in the Senate yesterday. But
I thought he didn't want to make it a text, like a statewide thing.
He does not.
Okay.
And we'll talk to him again about it.
Okay.
But he certainly addressed the idea that it is dangerous.
So I've got this app on my phone because I never really use my phone when I'm driving just because I've been there before, you know. So I've got this app on my phone because I figured why not? It's called Safe to Save, and you earn these points. You keep your phone on this certain screen while you're driving,
right?
And once you reach 15 miles an hour or over, you start accumulating points based on the distance you've traveled. And as you accumulate these points, there are local businesses around the place that will accept these points for
deals,
discounts
and
deals and things like that. Yeah,
pretty good call.
It's great.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah.
You were talking about those single slice spam packets that are available?
Yes.
Have you ever looked for the expiration date on one?
No, yeah, it's a good point. Yeah.
But yeah, no, Brad, I've heard of that too. And when it came out, and yes, there's a lot of local restaurants and businesses. And as long as you're not using your phone and it's on that screen, then, you know, you're saving money and you're being safer on the road.
Yeah.
Well, so have we got some merchants here? Do we know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know? Definitely.
Well, let's look that up and give me some merchants who do that. That'd be cool.
Like so Cafe Excel.
Good for them. Okay.
Let's see, Veritas. Okay. These are the upscale places. Cafe Capri, Madden's, some of the casual dining. You got the Village, Texas Roadhouse, C&J's, Hungry Howie's. Some of the treats, like if you want to get desserts and stuff, the Spoons places and Nothing Bundt Cakes. And
all right, so you get a point for every mile or every minute?
You know, I'm not I believe it's miles.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's exactly like a point per mile, but it's definitely, I think, distance-based.
Okay, and that's then it's a discount price at those places, huh?
Yeah, and you get just deals and stuff like 15% off for 250 points or
there
something
like
that.
All right,
yeah,
so, and what's it great. Called again?
Safe to Save, like the number two.
Okay, and it's available for Droid and iPhones?
Mm-hmm, I believe so, yeah. Right.
Now, you did a bit of info this morning, which really got my teeth on edge. Okay, so Pop-Tarts, which, by the way, aren't exactly
nutritious.
The go-to health food for breakfast. But then to go ahead and flavor them with Jolly Ranchers.
Yeah, I'm a big Pop-Tart fan.
Okay.
My pre-self is a big Pop-Tart fan.
Right.
And I still don't think I would go for a Jolly Rancher flavored one.
Yeah.
I don't like sour.
Right. Watermelon, apple, and cherry.
Right. Ooh. Can I get like a lemon flavored dessert? I'm all about lemon flavored desserts or sweets.
All
but
right.
When you start adding like sour candy flavor, that's not
it's
okay.
Too much.
Too much.
Just too much.
And I'm guessing these are two different companies. So I don't know. Does the same company own Jolly Rancher that owns Pop-Tarts? And they're trying to cross brands a little bit. But I can't. I don't know. I guess the marketplace will take care of that, see if that works out for you.
I also agreed with you, Brad, about personifying food in commercials.
Right?
The Pop-Tarts are just like dark commercials.
They are.
They're like tricking them into toasters and vats of other things,
evil.
And then they're eating them.
The evil look on these people's faces.
Well, and then that's the other thing, the personification of that, because you don't, I would imagine nutritionists do not want children to become friends with their food.
Right?
You don't want to be naming your food, especially if it's not one of those healthy choices. And so I'm not exactly
farm
sure.
To table.
Yeah.
Farm to table.
Not exactly sure where you would go with that.
So Jolly Ranchers are made by Hershey's and Pop-Tarts are made by Kellogg's. So if you go to like the Pop-Tarts website down at the bottom where they're, you know, up at the top, they're promoting these Jolly Rancher Pop-Tarts. And down at the bottom, they gave the little disclaimer, Jolly Rancher, trademark and trade dress.
Okay.
Under license.
They've cross-branded before with like, I think root beer, like A&1. And because I feel like they've done some soda flavored Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, right. The A&W and then there's like
Orange soda, maybe, like a Crush one or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. A Jolly Rancher Pop-Tart makes me shiver. It just does.
Are they frosted, Brad? Are they frosted? Can you tell?
I believe that they are,
Oh, of course.
I mean, I'm sure they would be.
You'd want to do that.
Maybe it's a glaze.
Yeah.
Okay. Sour glaze.
All right. What, do I need to go buy some today and we'll try them tomorrow?
I'd rather you just go buy a normal box of Pop-Tarts.
just looking at them makes my teeth hurt.
Chuck, I love that Brazos Valley Floor and Design brings all the home design elements together.
That's right, Suzanne. Custom, precision-cut granite, the latest in lighting technologies, and over 1 million square feet of Flooring America floors.
And we have the friendly staff to help you with your selections.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Take 5 Oil Change, the fastest oil change on the planet. Let Take 5 help you get your car ready for spring travel with a Castrol GTX oil change. At Take 5, you stay in your car and enjoy a complimentary beverage while their certified technicians change your oil filter, check all vital fluids, adjust your tire pressure, and wash your window in just minutes. Stop by anytime for a free fluid or tire pressure check. For the location near you, visit take5oilchange.com. Take 5 Oil Change. They change your oil, not your schedule.
All you gotta do is Take 5.
This fall, First Baptist Bryan is pleased to launch their brand new Mother's Day Out program. Beginning September 5th, their classes will run on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 to 3 p.m. Open for kids ages 3 months through pre-K, their qualified teachers offer a warm, nurturing environment for your child. For more information and to register your child, visit fbcbryan.org/MDO. First Baptist Bryan Mother's Day Out, where helping hands meet happy hearts.
Good morning, Newstalk 1620, WTAW 725. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Going to be at about 88 or so today and kind of breezy. Winds out of the south at 10 to 20, gusting up to 25 miles an hour. Continue to have those breezy conditions tonight with a low of about 71 and a slight chance of showers. It's up to a 40% chance of rain tomorrow and maybe not quite so warm. And then we're near 90 on Thursday and Friday. And Saturday, right now, looking ahead, they're telling us a 60% chance of showers. And lows each night will probably be in the lower to mid-70s. Right now, winds out of the southeast at 7.93% relative humidity, mostly cloudy skies. We've got 68 out there.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team. And we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The Trump administration's enforcing the law, and liberals are ticked off. Last week, Attorney General Jeff Sessions issued a memo ordering federal prosecutors to pursue the toughest sentences allowed under the law for drug offenses. Now, this simply returns the Department of Justice to normal. It's how the DOJ operated before Eric Holder relaxed the policies with a memo of his own. The Attorney General said it's a core principle that prosecutors should pursue the most serious charges available under the law. Doing so is moral, it's just, it's the right thing to do, and it'll produce consistent outcomes. Sessions allows some wiggle room. If prosecutors don't think the toughest sentences should be applied in a case, they can explain their decision to his office for approval. Now, predictably, the left erupted. Drive-by pundits accused Sessions of racism. They claimed enforcing the law will hurt minorities and lead to overcrowded jails. Eric Holder slithered out of whatever rock he was hiding behind to call Sessions' directive dumb on crime. Holder said that Sessions' memo threatened the stability of the criminal justice system and was a 20th century failed ideology. But look, after 8 years of Obama and Holder's ideology, an opiate epidemic is sweeping America, the likes of which has not been seen since the 1970s before tough measures were put in place, which the Obama regime removed because they failed. They were dumb on crime and got more of it. Sessions is simply fixing their mess.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Imagine that I only gave you part of a news story. Be pretty hard to follow, right? Well, that's exactly what happens when you rely on your credit card and bank statements to protect your identity. I mean, sure, your bank can help detect credit card fraud, but not the many other ways your identity can be stolen, like when somebody opens a new account or applies for an online loan in your name. That's why there's LifeLock. LifeLock uses technology to alert you to a wider range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, one of their U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can get more comprehensive identity protection than you can get anywhere else. Join now. Get 10% off when you visit LifeLock.com/Rush or call them. 800-440-4833. Use the promo code RUSH. That's LifeLock.com/Rush and save 10%.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. ANCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by American Momentum Bank, building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. For the last 3 years, the College Station School District has had two deputy administrators reporting to Superintendent Clark Ely. Tonight, the CSISD School Board is expected to recreate a third deputy and fill the position of Chief Academic Officer.
Pretty much everything that we do that regards teaching and learning. She will also be the direct supervisor of a number of our principals.
Dr. Ely says Penny Trammell of Coppell will start July 1st.
CSISD is doing great things in a number of areas, but it's always good to be able to bring somebody in with a fresh perspective that can really look at what we're doing and challenge us.
Dr. Trammell will join the district's relabeled Chief Administrative Officer Greg McIntyre and Chief Financial Officer Mike Martindale. New principals on two Bryan School District campuses are familiar faces. Recommendations by new Superintendent Christy Whitbeck were unanimously approved by the school board last night. Bonham Elementary's new principal, Gloria Garcia Rhodes, has been an assistant principal at that school. And next year's principal at Stephen F. Austin, Rachel Layton, has been an assistant principal at Rudder High. The Bryan School Board is taking advantage of saving money on construction projects from the district's 2014 bond issue to convert the Stephen F. Austin Middle School football field to artificial turf. The board last night unanimously approved spending an additional $709,000. Construction manager Jeff Windsor says the field turf can be used 1,200 hours a year by classroom students and student athletes, compared with 380 hours on natural grass. This is in addition to the previously planned replacement of the SFA track and related improvements at a cost of $243,000.
We're also going to replace the fence around the stadium, and we're looking at other facelift items that we can do with the bleachers and the concession stand and those other things to kind of spiff it up a little bit.
The nearly $1 million project starts Friday and is scheduled to be completed by the time the new SFA opens this August. The Bryan City Council has been asked to award $200,000 in matching grants for buildings along Texas Avenue and in the downtown area.
The council agenda includes the owners of two downtown north buildings. Twin City Missions' Alice's Attic Resale Store at 22nd and Main will receive $61,000 towards restoring the building's exterior, which includes repairing a failing wall and repointing masonry and adding a canopy. And what's been a vacant building at Main and MLK has been purchased by Winchester Designs with the intent of moving from another downtown location. Their $36,000 grant would go towards cleaning the building, replacing windows and doors, and refurbishing an awning. Council's also being asked to award a total of $100,000 to the owners of nine buildings along Texas Avenue. More than 80% of that money is recommended to two businesses. $46,000 to Buddy's Appliance would go towards warehouse improvements, and $36,000 at Manuel and Teresa School of Hair Design will go towards facade, parking lot, and landscaping improvements. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This afternoon's Bryan City Council workshop includes staff recommendations for the next five-year capital improvements plan. City Engineer Paul Casper, speaking on our show, says the CIP is updated every 2 years.
One we're looking at doing in phases is Woodville Road reconstruction, so that one we're trying to squeeze in there as well. We also have Old Hearn Road. Those who have been driving that road know we have it under construction right now. There's another phase of that planned with this program that would take it up to Texas Avenue and through that intersection.
There are also partnerships where the city pays for the design, and TxDOT and the BCS Planning Organization would pay for the construction.
William Joel Bryan from Texas Avenue to Earl Rudder. Reconstruction of certain parts of that, adding some improvements at intersections, pedestrian bicycle improvements, safety improvements in terms of access medians and things like that. Very busy corridor there. And then the other project will be Texas Avenue, all the way from University Drive on the south end of town to the north end of Highway 21. Similar kind of improvements with sidewalks and medians and intersection improvements, traffic signals and that like.
Staff is also recommending money for a new super park in the downtown quiet zone. A final council decision is expected this summer. A Bryan man originally accused of sexual assaulting two children 6 years ago, then pleaded guilty about 1.5 years ago to a misdemeanor count of injuring one of the children, is headed to prison. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office announced 26-year-old Stephen Valadez violated terms of staying out of prison for, among other things, not paying a $1,000 fine, even though he found the money to post $37,000 in bonds. Valadez, who was sentenced to 5 years of deferred adjudication, a form of probation, was ordered to serve a prison term of 7.5 years. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 68 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime on our website at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Over 3,700 satisfied customers will tell you Anchor Foundation Repair makes sure your home foundation is solid. Anchor Foundation Repair fixes all types of foundations, and every single home Anchor Foundation Repair treats is backed with a lifetime transferable guarantee. We're not the cheapest, but we are the best, most reliable foundation company in the Brazos Valley. For more information, call 690-2020 or click anchorfoundationrepair.com.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. We were talking about preserving memories whenever you're moving out of a place or something like that. Like, you know, the door frame. We're talking about how you guys can remove it and stuff like
right.
that.
Right, and replace it.
Yeah, what if you've made, like, little personal touches to your house that, like, you say you've painted a kid's room a certain color that they love or something like that. How do you guys help out with things like that?
You know, you read a lot of things that say make your house completely neutral, depersonalize it, take down family photos. You don't want an overwhelming amount, but, you know, we feel like there's the construction, there's the building, and then there's the heart that's in it. And
oh,
so
yeah.
We don't want to completely take that out. You don't want to completely shake up the lives of your kiddos. If you've got a room that's neon green or, you know, really, really strong color that might be difficult for somebody to see past, we might advise you to go ahead and paint it. But if you've got, you know, a pale pink room or another nice light color that might work for somebody else, we might advise that we just go ahead and get an allowance for that just in case it comes up.
Check with the experts, the team over there at Zweiker & Associates, ZARealestate.com.
There's an Orange Opportunity sales event going on now at your local Kubota dealer. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower, high-quality construction, and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor Navasota, your authorized Kubota dealer for Grimes and Brazos Counties, or online at wctractor.com.
Good morning, it's 7:38, the Infomaniacs, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Checking the weather, brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Mix of clouds and sun will develop today. A lot of places will start out with clouds and the sun will develop. It'll be breezy and warm. Highs anywhere from 85 to 90 later today. Lots of clouds tonight. Breezy, lows will be 70 to 75. Cloudy tomorrow. Could see some showers and thunderstorms. Highs 80 to 85. Scattered showers tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Partly sunny, breezy Thursday. Chance of showers. Highs 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggie baseball team's gearing up to face Sam Houston in their final non-conference game this season. Meanwhile, we'll hear from Coach Joe Evans on the softball team's competition, the upcoming NCAA softball championship, and Spurs coach Greg Popovich is none too happy with Zaza Pachulia after he re-aggravated Kawhi Leonard's ankle injury. We'll hear his comments and more coming up. And before we actually move on, recently, there's a text message that came in that said, Safe to Save, that app we were talking about.
Yeah.
Started by a woman in Bryan College Station. I'm putting two and two together here, and if it's who I think it is, it's Megan Bach, who I believe is the wife of Gabe Bach over on TexAgs.
Oh, okay. All
so,
right.
Yeah, she started it, and apparently it's, I just saw, for every minute of safe driving, you get 6 points.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Pretty cool.
All right, good. You can download that, and it's right there and available.
Yeah.
739, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. You can give us a call, 979-695-1620. Well, you use that to text us, but if you want to call, you can just call. Oh, here we go.
Yeah, this is a message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6 and 6.
She always forgets 30, about me.
She does.
25.
Don't take it personally. It's okay.
I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical, like the treadmill kind of stuff.
Sure.
And so far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and talking and
well, Chelsea was tweeting.
Their she, jokes.
I tried.
So yeah. I'm hoping it's maybe just a deal that happens on Tuesdays, that it's not going to be that way every morning because I'd like to have it on WTAW. But
we appreciate
don't
that.
Don't worry about calling me back. I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio, not just stuff.
No, we weren't going to call you back.
No, we're not.
That's not that pressing.
Okay.
Thanks.
Sure.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. All right, here.
You always pick my favorite. Move your body out on the floor.
Put your troubles aside. Start living in it. Yeah, we're not going to go slow tempo. I mean, if she wants this, then she's got some music to move to. He's a pretty good singer. He's an excellent dancer. He's not much of a person.
Yeah.
Chris Brown. Here's their hook. Is this song 7 years old?
Yeah,
is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
it really? Wow. It sounds like about five or six other songs that have come out in the past
yeah,
7 years
yeah.
as well.
It could totally pass as like a Katy Perry song or there's a few others. Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Spaceships by Nicki Minaj. Yeah, yep. You're right, Brad. It does.
Chick-fil-A has launched a sandwich like nothing else on their menu. Have you
Ooh,
heard about this?
I don't know. I don't think so.
They have launched a new barbecue-flavored sandwich.
Ooh.
It is called the Smokehouse Barbecued Bacon Sandwich. Features your grilled chicken, Colby Jack cheese, lettuce, and several ingredients that are brand new to Chick-fil-A, including
bacon,
brown sugar, and pepper glazed bacon. Yeah.
I guess they have bacon on some of their breakfast stuff.
I guess maybe.
But this is the pepper glaze.
They got the Smokehouse barbecue sauce, and they got sweet Hawaiian-style bun. All of that.
That sounds tasty.
It is, yep. Created as a, because after all, they need to pump up their business a little bit.
Oh, yeah. They're really struggling these days.
Yeah. The sandwich
line isn't quite out onto Texas Avenue.
Yeah, exactly. It's a 500-calorie sandwich. It'll launch on May 22nd. And remain available until August the 9th. So it's like a summertime thing. Starting price? What does that mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Manufacturer's suggested retail value, $5.59.
Are we going to be haggling on this?
I'm not sure. If it's successful, the chain will likely bring it back next summer, they said.
All
so
right.
There you are. Got that going on. They got pictures of it and all that stuff. Now, but here's the deal. And anytime you get into sauces, just remember there's a mess factor involved there. Okay?
Correct.
I mean, if you're looking for drivability,
ooh.
You know, there's nothing better, of course, than a Famous Bowl because you have to have a fork for that.
Yeah.
And
yep.
you need to be driving while you eat that. That's why it's my favorite food
is
you must have a utensil. So that makes you very safe to be on the road.
Got
to
perfect that knee driving.
Of course. Hello.
Yeah, you know, they're going to have a barbecue sandwich, but what are they going to bring back? The coleslaw.
You know, good point,
because
the coleslaw is pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome.
And they went to something with kale. I'm just saying. And I remember when that happened. That was 2 years ago because, you know, it just they made the decision.
You can find the recipe online, actually.
For what?
To
coleslaw?
Make the coleslaw, yeah.
It's
and
not
and
the
goodness.
Same.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not the same.
But at least you can... At least you can
Speaking
try
of Famous Bowl and KFC,
yeah.
that's some of the best coleslaw you can find.
Where?
KFC.
Is that right?
Jeez, maybe it's Popeyes. I don't know. It's one of those fried chicken places.
Oh, yeah.
But the
chicken-y.
Deal,
oh,
when
yeah,
you, when you get into a sandwich that's going to have a sauce, you have to understand two things could happen. Neither of them are good. One of them is that the sauce can drip out, or the meat slides out.
Oh, good point.
Yep, I mean, yep.
Things get real slippery either way.
Because now, you know, with your traditional Chick-fil-A, you just got the pickle. And the pickle's not going to cause, you know, the... And you have to find the pickle, too. But nonetheless.
It's somewhere in there.
That's right. But that's not going to cause the product to slide out from the buns. So, just saying. Maybe you're just safer with nuggets. I'm not sure.
And, well, but then you've got a dip.
Well, they've got...
And
yes,
you still have the drip factor.
you're
the
right.
The dip and drip, yeah.
Because you put the... Yeah, you put the little thing. You peel the... That's the other thing. Okay, now, do you peel the foil completely off or
you just peel
it back?
Good question.
Because if you peel it off, then you got to do something with it, right?
If you're driving.
But sometimes if you peel it back, it either peels back over and then you're having to maneuver it, or it curls and it still gets sauce on your console.
You know, good point.
And when it curls back over, nothing's worse than a mouthful of foil, you know.
That doesn't work. Yeah,
or you can't get your finger and your nugget all the way in there.
Yeah. All that and you're trying to text at the same time.
Yeah. Jeez. Never going to happen.
So anyway, but it's out there and it's available and they're going to see how that works out. Okay. More than 100 Japanese babies faced off Sunday in a traditional crying sumo ring.
You could have just stopped at faced off.
I understand.
Japanese babies faced off.
Apparently an annual ceremony believed to bring the infants good health. In the sumo ring, two hulking wrestlers held up toddlers wearing tiny sumo belts and aprons to try to make them ball.
Well, sumo belts are basically just diapers anyway, right?
Yes, that's true. And I'm thinking that a sumo wrestler could scare a baby. Wrestlers sometimes shake the babies gently to encourage the tears. See, that's not going to work. That's not. People will not be happy.
No.
The crying sumo is held at shrines and temples nationwide, and parents and onlookers are there and love the whole situation. A supporter of crying sumo says the cries of babies are believed to drive out demons and protect the infants from troubles. The ceremony believed to have dated back 400 years.
400 babies go head to head. Coming to
sounds like my worst nightmare.
Yeah. Sunday,
literally.
Can you imagine walking into that? Yeah.
No.
Anyway, all right. They're a different culture. That's what they do. Yep. 747.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
When people talk about what makes a marriage work well, you often hear the term unconditional love. But what does unconditional love look like? In the movies, love is...
I believe that's yesterday's Focus on the Family. Let's see if we can find today's.
Little kid, and you don't feel good, that you want to feel better, go see the doctors at UPA.
University Pediatric Association is now offering new walk-in hours Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment necessary. If you need to see a pediatric specialist in a moment's notice, then UPA is the place for you.
Every child deserves a specialist.
UPA, celebrating 40 years of caring for your kids.
A lot of people consider themselves to be rugged individualists. If you're one of them, the truth is you need the support of others to become your best. World-renowned trumpeter Louis Armstrong had no one. His father abandoned him as a baby. His mother was a prostitute. When Armstrong turned 11, he dropped out of school to earn money. He sold newspapers, delivered coal, and scavenged the streets of New Orleans for discarded food. Right about that time, a new support system came into Armstrong's life, and everything changed. Street friends taught him to play music by ear, and a white Jewish family treated him like their own son. They all encouraged him to nurture his musical potential. With their support behind him, Armstrong played on the riverboats of New Orleans and in brass bands that marched up and down the streets. Years later, in 1964, his unique gravelly voice became a cultural icon when he recorded his rendition of the song, Hello, Dolly. it broke records and knocked the Beatles from their 14-week reign at number one of the Hot 100. When he died in 1971, Armstrong was hailed as one of the most influential figures in jazz. We need friends, and we need family, and with their support, we can become more than we could ever have hoped for by ourselves. For more to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
A recent study asked 12,000 adults why they take expensive multivitamins and minerals. With the answer, here is the inventor of Texas Superfood, Dennis Black.
University studies show that multivitamin supplements are mostly synthetic and do little to improve your health. I believe the secret to great health is pure, natural nutrition, not chemistry-set supplements. Great health comes from nature, and that's what's in Texas Superfood. Nature's antioxidant-rich vitamins and minerals from 55 vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. So here's my health promise to you. Switch from your chemistry-set vitamins to Texas Superfood for 90 days and experience increased energy, more focus, and better sleep, or return it. No questions asked.
Now, when you order two bottles of Texas Superfood, you can get the third bottle free, but you must call now. 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS. You can also order online at TexasSuperfood.com. Call now, 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer, and Brian in Navasota. It's 7:51. Well, the number 22 A&M baseball team wraps up their non-conference slate tonight as they host the Sam Houston State Bearcats on Olsen Field. Junior Turner Larkins takes the mound for the Aggies as he looks to continue his success from his last start. First pitch is scheduled for 6:30 with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Also for A&M baseball, second baseman Braden Shoemake was invited to this summer's USA Baseball Collegiate National Team training camp to compete for a roster spot on the nation's premier summer collegiate team. Shoemake, who has earned SEC Freshman of the Week honors on two occasions, ranks 10th in the nation in RBIs and 14th in the nation in hits. Shoemake leads all Division I freshmen in hits, total bases, and RBIs. Meanwhile, the A&M softball team will make its 16th consecutive appearance in the NCAA Division I Softball Championship as the Aggies were selected to host the College Station Regional as the number 9 seed. Here's Coach Joe Evans on the tournament field.
We haven't played Texas since last regional. They beat us the first game. We beat them the second. Texas State, they played here at our place this year, and we know Rupp is really good. Ricky Woodard's done a great job with them. So we know what we're up against with those two teams. And then Texas Southern, we don't know well. But we'll have to try to figure out how to get some film on them. But Texas and Texas State, that's going to be a great game.
The Maroon and White sit at 42-10 overall, but have dropped five of their last six games. They'll hope to turn things around this Friday when they take on Texas Southern at 6:30. In Major League Baseball,
Tozawa with the 2-1. And that's driven pretty deep to left field. Ozuna is going back, looking up. See you later! A grand slam for Yuli Gurriel. And the Astros take a 4-1 lead. Second grand slam in as many days for the Astros.
Even short on sleep, Yuli Gurriel hit a grand slam to propel the Houston Astros to a 7-2 victory over the Miami Marlins. The Astros look to keep that momentum going in Game 2 tonight in Miami. First pitch against the Marlins is scheduled for 6:10 p.m. Meanwhile, in Arlington, Texas Rangers center fielder Carlos Gomez is headed to the disabled list and will be sidelined for at least a month with a right hamstring strain. Without Gomez, the Rangers will be hoping to keep their six-game win streak alive as they face the Phillies in Game 1 of a three-game series tonight at Global Life Park. First pitch is at 7:05, and you can catch that game over on The Zone as well. In the NBA playoffs, the Boston Celtics have advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals by taking Game 7 of their series with Washington 115-105. Isaiah Thomas delivered 29 points and 12 assists, while Kelly Olynyk added a career playoff high 26 points off the bench. Meanwhile, San Antonio Spurs forward Kawhi Leonard will sit out Game 2 of the NBA's Western Conference Finals tonight against the Golden State Warriors. Spurs coach Greg Popovich had some strong words about Zaza Pachulia, who stepped on Leonard's foot, aggravating the top scorer's sprained left ankle.
And this particular individual has a history with that kind of action. You can go back and look in Dallas games where he got a flagrant 2 for elbowing Patty Mills. The play where he took Kawhi down and locked his arm in Dallas and could have broken his arm. Ask David West, his current teammate, how things went when Zaza was playing for Dallas, and he and David got into it.
The injury happened during the second half of Sunday's 113-111 loss to the Warriors. Leonard initially hurt the ankle during the conference semifinals against Houston. And Roger Federer says he's skipping the upcoming French Open to concentrate on Wimbledon and the U.S. Open. The 18-time major champion announced on Twitter that bypassing the clay court season will help him compete on the tour for many years to come. The 35-year-old Federer hasn't played in an ATP event since April 2nd when he won the Miami Open. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're looking for wow-worthy gifts, timeless pieces for your home, or just a fun shopping day with friends, make your way to Vintage 105 in downtown Navasota. At Vintage 105, you'll find an artfully curated selection of shabby chic gifts and home decor, fun accessories, and women's clothing in all sizes. They're also your local Annie Sloan chalk paint stockist, offering painting workshops throughout the year. Open Monday through Saturday at 119 East Washington Avenue in Navasota. Follow Vintage 105 on Facebook and Instagram.
BMW of Brazos Valley invites you to the Memorial Day sales event every weekend in May. Lease a well-equipped BMW 3 Series for just $219 a month. Just $219 a month. Experience the difference in a completely remodeled service waiting area while your vehicle is being serviced. In a hurry? Not a problem. We have a fleet of courtesy transportation vehicles available. Did you know that all of our courtesy transportation vehicles are also available for purchase with 0% APR for 72 months? And did you know that BMW of Brazos Valley has over 50 certified pre-owned BMWs to choose from with an extra $1,500 included for college graduates? So remember, lease a BMW 3 Series for just $219 a month, or drive away with some extra cash in your pocket in one of over 50 certified pre-owned BMWs. It's the Memorial Day sales event at Brazos Valley BMW. BMWofBrazosValley.com.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Schnook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Howdy, this is John Jarvis. I've sold many of you track loaders and mini excavators over the past 12 years. Well, now Felix Gallegos and myself have started our own construction equipment sales and service company, ASAP Equipment. We are at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road, south of the racetrack. Call ASAP Equipment today if you need your equipment serviced or repaired at 979-353-0911. 979-353-0911, or visit us at asapequip.com.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Infomaniacs, we're in the WC Tractor studio, your award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. All right, so it is amazing when you go to the grocery store now, the things that are pre-cut for you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's to the point where you could probably just sell your knives. You don't need them anymore.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
No more of that chopping and dicing and all that. But the question is, of course, there's a cost involved.
I was going to say,
there.
Take the money you sell your knives with and use
That's
them
right.
to buy the new pre-cut food.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So is it better? And actually, on a case-by-case basis, you can do a thumbs up and thumbs down. National Survey of Grocery Store Prices, here's how it looks. Onions, if you buy them already diced, you pay 370% more than buying a whole onion and doing
so
it yourself.
Because they're so cheap. Yeah.
Right. Kale washed and trimmed, if you happen to buy that.
Which I don't.
317% more than doing it yourself. Green beans in at 192% more. Butternut squash, 93%. I'm sure it is. 93% more when you cut it than when you cut it yourself.
See, and that might be worth it, because butternut squash is not easy to cut.
True. Yeah. Now, here's one that definitely isn't. Pineapple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pineapple, 55% more. But maybe a good deal, because the whole pineapple, there is a lot of fruit there and not a lot of it gets eaten.
You got to set aside like 20 minutes if you're going to cut a pineapple.
And you got to be careful. It takes a really sharp knife, too. Brussels sprouts, 35% more when washed and trimmed. Pre-shaped hamburgers. This is less than I thought. About 16% more.
Oh, yeah, that's not bad.
No, it's not. But, you know, but the deal is, if you got dogs, see, the dogs want you to... Hey, help me out down here, Dad.
Well, they don't care if it's shaped or not.
No, that's right. Just throw something this way. Pre-cut broccoli is actually 12% less
Ooh.
When you buy the florets instead of the whole thing. That's because when you buy that, you got that whole broccoli, and there's a lot of stuff there that you really can't use.
There's a lot of that stock and
there you go. And plus, that does the cutting for you. All right, so there you are. There's your savings. Go for the broccoli and probably most of the other stuff you ought to be doing yourself.
Yeah.
All right, 68 degrees right now. We're going to get to 88 today. There's a chance of showers about 20% tonight. WTAW College Station, Bryant.